You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Catherine Nicolai, and she is the author of Nothing Much Happens, Cozy and Calming Stories to Soothe the Mind and Help You Sleep. Many, many short stories. And one of the things I loved in here was the meditation. And I was just wondering, Catherine, if you could take us through it to help to bring us into a meditation that's very simple, and you don't have to be cross-legged, you don't have to be in any situation, just have to relax.
Sure, I'd be happy to. And this is a style of meditation. Metta means loving kindness. So it's a style of meditation that's meant to help sort of increase those feelings of compassion and friendship and forgiveness inside you. And because that's the nature of this meditation, it's good to be comfortable. So wherever you are hearing my voice right now, even if you can't lay down or rest back, maybe you're in the car, you can relax your jaw. You can settle your shoulders down your back. And let's just take a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. Do that one more time. Breathe in and out. Nice. So now just let your breath be natural. It's just going to move at Mother Nature's pace. The first step in this meditation is just to find that feeling in yourself. We were just speaking a moment ago about how emotions have sensations. Looking for that sensation of loving kindness, how it feels in your body when you think of someone that you quite earnestly love and wish well. Maybe that person is your dog, and that's fine. But just thinking of them sort of brings that warmth into your own body. And just for a moment, feel that sensation. You can feel it in your belly or in your chest. Well, the next step is then to bring to mind someone in your life that, and maybe it was the person you just thought of, that you can quite easily wish well toward. Maybe their happiness usually equals your happiness. And just for a few moments, you wish them well. They don't have to ever know about it. It doesn't have to change anything in their life. It's about you being in the place where your efforts are aimed at someone else's well-being. May this person be happy. May they be safe. May they know real harmony. And then take that same wish, that same desire, and we're just going to point it over at somebody else. Maybe someone sort of peripheral to your life, someone that you've never really thought about wishing well, but there's no reason not to. And again, it's just about you being in the mindset of offering up your energy and effort, your intention for someone else's well-being. May they be well. May they feel safe. May they know real happiness and harmony. And then you dig deep for one more person. And maybe it's somebody that it is very tricky for you to wish well. And maybe in the past you've wished the exact opposite. But since darkness cannot clear away darkness, only light can do that. You, with full earnesty and sincerity, wish them well. May this person feel safe and secure. May they have real peace of mind. May they know harmony and happiness. And just for another moment, be still. Let that feeling sort of wash over you. It's healing to us to be kind. We know that when we draw up these feelings of compassion, there's more electrical activity in the left frontal lobe. And the more those neurons fire, the happier we are. Let's take one more big breath in through the nose and sigh through the mouth. Good.
That was beautiful. It's amazing how words, well spoken, can take us anywhere.
Well, thank you for asking me to do it, because it's a kind of meditation that I think can be a little tricky these days, because there is just this sort of escalating belligerence in the world. And to, you know, in a very deliberate way, set yourself in the opposite direction and say, no, I'm going to look for a way to actively be kind mm-hmm. and connected to people. That is so important.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of your short stories in here, they do take you to beautiful places, whether it's remembering an essential oil or remembering a firefly or mm-hmm. what it's like to be at a summer fair, the smells and that. It's taking us to such nice places.
Yeah. I want there to be that feeling of nostalgia and familiarity. And sometimes it's even a nostalgia for something that you've never quite experienced, but there's something so familiar about it, recognizable, that you can see how enjoyable it would be. So I like that the book moves through the seasons and I get to lean into the best parts of everyone.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us a few for the fall and for Halloween and just some thoughts and some describing words around that to put us in a good spot?
Sure. You know, where I am right now, the leaves are turning, and there is a complete kaleidoscope right now on my daily walks. There's a kind of freshness in the air that only happens in the autumn, which is a sort of ironic freshness, because obviously what we're smelling is actually the leaves passing away. But I find there is some comfort in that, that there's this sort of circle that we see in the seasons, that even the end of the summer, it is a dying, a passing away, but also it has this freshness to it. The air is a little bit cooler, and I find that really energizing and sort of refreshing to my mind. We had a hot summer in Michigan, and it was humid and long. And now I find myself quite energized in the cool air, and I hope your listeners feel the same way.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful words. What is on the horizon for you now, Catherine? This is a big accomplishment to get the podcasts and the book out. What do you see on the horizon now for you?
Well, I want to always be continuing the work of Nothing Much Happens. People say to me frequently, please don't stop the podcast. And I say, don't worry. as long as I can, I'll keep writing stories. We're in season 6 right now of the podcast, and I just see that continuing on apace. I'd like to write the second book. I'm actually working on the second book of Nothing Much Happens Right Now, which will have a lot of similar features to the first, but different extras, and maybe create sort of a way for people to tell their own stories. I was supposed to be on a book tour right now all over Europe and South America, but obviously that's not possible in 2020. So I'm looking forward to doing some virtual events. I have a virtual event through a bookstore in San Francisco on Thursday night, and just other events happening coming up where I'm getting to interact a little bit more with my listeners. And then I have some other books I've been writing that are sort of in the vein of Nothing Much, in that there's a lot of appreciation of small details, but with actual plot and characters, which as a writer is quite exciting for me. I love writing the stories of Nothing Much Happens, but mm-hmm. sometimes I'd like to tell a little bit of a bigger story. And so I have a couple of books I'm working on, which I'm doing that.
Well, that's wonderful. So does your Kula or your yoga family in Michigan at your studio, do they get to have a bit of this in their weekly yoga classes?
You know, I think that they aren't surprised at all, or weren't surprised at all when I launched the podcast, because storytelling is a big part of how I teach yoga. I think it's a way that I can sort of help my students see a connection between what sometimes might feel like a sort of esoteric idea in the philosophy and the real life application by putting it in the story and saying, haven't you been in this position? Don't you recognize this moment? Well, here's a way to manage it. So storytelling is always been a big part of the way that I teach. And my students definitely get to hear me with new stories all the time. It's not quite the same as Nothing Much Happens, although sometimes I do take them through meditations, which might be similar if we're doing like a restorative yoga in which people might fall asleep during class. And I always tell people, if you fall asleep when you're doing yoga or when you're meditating, it's just a sign that you need sleep. There's nothing wrong with you. So please sleep.
Right. Yes. Yeah. So where can people find your book and find your podcasts? Are they, I certainly found it easily on Spotify, but is there any other ways?
Yeah, I mean, it's on all podcast applications. So any way that a person listens to a podcast, pretty much they can find my podcast. It's also at nothingmuchhappens.com. And we always recommend, of course, that you buy the book from your local independent bookseller. So if you have a favorite bookshop in your town, even if they don't have the book in stock, please ask to order it. Usually they are so happy to do so, and they like to hear about what people are interested in. And then, of course, it's all available from all the big sellers to Indigo, Amazon. And there's more links to that on my website, nothingmuchhappens.com.
That's fascinating, Catherine. We just have to thank you. And I really hope that all people get to see the world through your eyes and your voice to make a change for better in this whole world.
Well, thank you so much. That's really kind.
And just thanks so much for being on Health First Radio today. We really appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
We'll be right back with Don DeMure.